Way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small-town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what-fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
Out boozing?
I hope so, but no. She's out shopping with my sisters and mother.
Oh, and so then you decided that this would be a good time to do a podcast.
Yep.
Okay. Whatever you say.
He's got to get home and make spaghetti a hot dish.
Whatever. I'm sure that Asa is a far more capable caregiver than you are.
You don't eat what?
After this, I don't eat because it's been snacking and a ton of beer, and I get home and I'm just not hungry.
And then
we wouldn't go for a big elaborate meal like SpaghettiO hot dish. Okay.
Well, and you don't want to have it twice in a row. You're probably making that for Christmas Eve.
Right. You're darn right.
Some people have soups. We have our finest.
It's made in this big soup. Like a kettle. Yeah.
Over a trash can. Usually,
but we
in a back alley.
But we only burn the best, the finest of wrapping paper in there.
Yeah, you guys just make fun of this and make fun of it and have never tried it.
I will never.
Yeah, I'm you good. Will. I'm good. Oh, to excuse me. Goodness.
Have you guys ever had Spam?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Minnesota, so.
Kinda. I went to the Spam Museum.
Oh, lucky you.
I know.
I've driven by it. I've never been. Mm-hmm. But
I've always had something more important to do, no matter what.
When I went there, they have to take like your name and your location. And then she's like, oh, like where are you from? And I said, oh, I'm from Sioux Center, Iowa. And then she said, oh, are you in town for the hockey tournament? And I said, no, I'm in town for this. Like, this was my destination. And she goes, oh.
We don't get many of those.
Well, I can tell you really like Spam, so you can take some stickers. And then I'm over here, like, taking an arm's length worth. And then I was, like, walking through the museum, and then she comes up to me with a tray. And she goes, would you like a Spamble? And my life, that was when I peaked. That was when I peaked.
Boy, we worry about you. So that's why Laura's here, is because she's got issues. And we'll go and unravel them. But you know, I didn't even write an open for this. So this is a welcome Dutch by Association. That's what we're doing here. It's the last episode of the year, so we're just kind of freeball it a little bit. Just
threw something together last minute.
No, we did not. That would require planning. I'm not saying that we threw something together. I'm just saying that
we decided a time and a place.
That's how I do my Christmas shopping, and it always turns out fine.
No, we're just turning the mic on, and we're just going to kind of let it flow. I was out for supper one night, and I had some people come to me that were not people that I had thought listened to the podcast because they were younger than us. They said, man, I only listen to you and Joe Rogan. I thought,
yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's no lack of anything else. But then they had kind of lamented about the fact that our episodes were so short. I'm like, short? It's an hour long. I'm like, oh, no, I get, dude, give me 3 hours, man. I'd take it.
Oh, no. No.
Well, I don't know. If we start talking about, like, ivermectin and...
Well, yeah, if we did Joe Rogan.
Right. You start smoking pot and just getting into wayward theories about whatever and...
So we'll stick to an hour then.
Yeah, that's just, we'll see how it goes. We actually, so this is episode 46. And if you, you may wonder why there's a gap between episode 44 and episode 46. The reason for that is actually sitting directly across the table from me. And our good friend Laura. So just want to, we've got a lot of recap to do because it's been like a month since we've been on. So like there's been a lot of stuff that's happened, but we wanted to address the blonde haired elephant in the room. And we just,
you know, you can't say that about girls.
Yeah, no. I know you didn't mean it that way, or I hope you didn't mean it that way, but that seemed rude.
I'm not the size of an elephant. People who don't me, I just don't know me. I just want to let everyone know.
I'm not suggesting that you are.
Yeah, Mitch.
I'm just saying, even saying the word elephant in the same sentence as describing a female is a very bad idea.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised I got this far in life being this dumb. So, here we are. Let's continue. So, if you recall, a number of episodes back would have been earlier. And God bless America.
That's what you get.
Zamboni.
That's what you get.
That's a party foul.
Remember, you've been doing the tap, 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 and then you forgot this guy. We're going to need you to take off your shirt so we can wipe this up.
You've got to zamboni it off the table.
Who are you talking to?
Mitchell.
They don't know that, don't you?
I've got an undershirt. Yeah.
See, you've been fine.
You say that in the presence of a female, and it's a podcast, so no one can actually see what you mean. So just trying to help you out here.
Yeah, thanks. All right.
Just take your shirt off. All
right, is it my turn to say something dumb now?
Yes, it is. Okay. Now it's you.
But, months ago, we had fielded the request of our good friend Laura about finding Mr. Right, or at least Mr. Right Now. Mr. Something Better Than These Guys from Dune.
It wasn't even supposed to be like that.
Whatever. That's exactly what it was supposed to be. That's literally why you made the call.
I think the exact quote is, I think it would be funny, but I don't want it to be a dating ad.
But you wanted to talk about how you were single.
No, that was not it at all.
I didn't ask to be on the podcast.
Yes, you did.
You asked me.
You
literally. Oh, that's right. Because you just wanted to sponsor.
Correct.
What were we supposed to say that your ad was? This ad's brought to you by Laura.
Yeah, that's it. There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, anyways, it ran as something different.
Here we are.
This is kind of like, you know, when somebody says, I'm not racist, but... it's always followed by something to the contrary. Laura,
it's
not a dating ad, but...
Just wanted it to be funny.
It might have turned into a dating ad, and there has been a couple friend requests and a couple dates.
Yes.
Yeah, so here we are talking about it.
Which you just love.
I enjoy so much. I'd rather gag myself with a spoon.
Well, we only have knives here, so please refrain. But we got together a couple weeks back to record an update episode because, you know, we had people asking, you know, how did that young lady turn out? She seems so nice and was very loud, but very nice. And we said, you know, you're correct in your description of her, and she is very nice. But, we should really see kind of how she's going. So, we check in with Laura. Laura is saying life is grand. I tell you what, I got a new bow. I've got a fish that's alive. And I've got, just a rosy outlook on life. So we bring Laura onto the podcast. And
Reddit 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, right? It probably would have been right at 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yep, to the date. As we record this, December 23rd. You know, things are fine. We're laughing. We're cajoling. Laura brings us a literal crate full of Michigan wine and spirits, and we just have a grand old time.
Peanut butter balls. Don't forget the peanut butter balls.
I was kind of hoping you brought some more of those.
I did not have time. I'm so sorry. I fly out tomorrow morning to go to Michigan.
Yeah, but it's not. It doesn't sound like you have a whole lot going on with your social life right now. So what would you have been doing?
Excuse me. That is so rude.
So
that's kind of his thing.
You're not a guest anymore.
I've been working. Everyone at Dork gets paid on the first of the month, so I had to have everything in by today.
Oh,
so I've been working a lot.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So we had Laura on the program. She was happy. She was smiling. She had a bow. And
it wasn't anything official.
Correct. I will retract
just
my statement.
Had done some dates.
And was feeling that's pretty good fair. About it.
Okay.
Yep. And I think that's a fair assessment.
We all rejoiced in it.
We said, good for you. Actually, no, we were more proud of us for being able to make
good for us.
Good for us. You know, it's good to see we've got our hard-hitting content really has a softer edge to make everyone happy. So as we all parted ways last week, Thursday, smile on our face, song in our heart. It was literally, what, the next day, right?
It was 4 days later.
Was it?
Yeah, you didn't.
Oh, that's right, because I was like,
you were busy.
Yeah, I was busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. It's like, so.
Supposedly. Allegedly.
You hadn't started, like, editing.
No, I hadn't. I hadn't.
Oh, good.
Oh, no.
Then I would have just felt so bad if you had it, like, almost ready to go.
Had I had it almost ready to go, we maybe wouldn't be having this conversation.
Because
I
would have
said, like, God, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
No, then said. She got a John Deere letter and dear John, whatever. It's not you, it's me.
No, it wasn't even that. It was just like, I need to focus on work right now and I need to focus on myself. And I'm
boom.
Like,
that is the quintessential, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah, but
he's saying it had it not been for me and all of my.
I'm trying to make myself feel better about the situation. So I'm saying, oh, yeah, like I respect that decision.
No, that's good.
Do you?
I do. I really do. Because the best thing a human can do for themselves is better themselves. It is. No, I'm serious. If you want to focus on you, that's awesome. Because, like, you need to focus on your job and your family and
see,
you.
See, Wayne's never delivered the it's not you, it's me. He's always been on the receiving end of that.
You are 100.
So he is. He's a little bitter about it. And he feels like it's not very genuine.
I would say it's probably 93. Because
he knows
7.
It was definitely me. Okay?
Just say it.
No, it's not.
For him.
And I'm not
for you.
I'm not mad about it. I'm glad that it happened now and not 6 months or a year from now. Like, I'm glad that it happened now because I wasn't 2 feet in the grave.
Jesus.
No, I mean, like, I don't want to say fully committed because that's a little extreme. I
pick something between death and now.
Oh, yikes. No, I'm not. I think that it's really
you
are good.
Emotionally invested.
Yeah, let's put
oh,
it that
very
way.
Good.
No,
thank
she
you,
was emotionally invested.
I mean,
I'm trying to help her walk this back.
He listens to the podcast.
That's fine.
She loved, but not with her whole heart. Yet.
I had a lot of fun.
Because there was that scar tissue that I wish you saw.
Wayne.
No, I had a lot of fun and I respect the decision and I'm just a little bummed because he was really cool. So
and he thought you were funny.
And he thought I was funny, yeah.
And do you think that
or maybe he was just saying that.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
I'm not saying that it will and he might disagree, but it might circle back.
If you really love something,
if he does circle back, it will be because of this episode, and we will be
and
can doubly take credit.
No. If he does circle back, he needs to sit before us and explain his malfeasance in detail, and we'll determine whether or not
if he's sorry or not.
If this will go any further. But
no,
I can't help but look at the calendar. We recorded this 2 weeks ago.
And he knew I was here.
Yeah. And he's like, Christmas is in 2 weeks.
Oh, quit.
I haven't bought a present yet.
It
was not that. It was not that involved. There's no present.
Whatever. If you're having fun with a certain someone, you're not
going to
give him a gift? Merry Christmas.
If you were both laughing at each other's jokes, there would certainly be gift given.
Maybe some peanut butter balls. That's it.
Or no, it would be like, here, I gave you a gift. It's so ironic. Right?
No. It wouldn't. It would. No.
You wouldn't do an ironic joke?
No.
Like.
Well, I'll do it. Because I do anything for a laugh. So, like, you get gifts throughout the year. It's like Christmas is. You know.
I bought you a nice shirt just because, you know, as a lark. Because you're looking good in blue. I mean, ironically. Oh. But that's not why
I think we're learning about you, Wayne.
What?
I think we are. What, that I can read a calendar?
No.
It's not. Okay.
I can't show affection, so I have to deflect with
sarcasm. Well, now that's not true. I have a kid.
And a wife. And a wife.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget no, about
but,
your wife.
Yes, oh, but having, you know, being a parent requires a lot more emotional depth than just being the lover.
Goodness.
Get deep already. But anyway.
So you agreed to come back.
Yes.
In 2 weeks. Now we're 15 minutes in. You're still happy you're here?
Do you regret that decision?
I feel like I don't want to say I'm cornered. I'm not. Because I think that you guys think that I'm upset about it, and I'm not.
I'm not. I don't think that. You're I think Wayne's making a big thing out of it.
Well.
He's still mad that he had the podcast all edited.
Then we had to dump it.
No, it's fine.
And I don't
it's
know
fine.
If we had Everything. To dump the whole thing, but it would have been a shorter episode probably.
Yeah.
Because we actually did go back and forth about that. Like how many times we circled back to like, oh, and then Laura with her special friend, blah, 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 blah.
So
and then try and cut each part of that out.
And the hard part for Mitch and myself, we want to do everything we can to not ever have to help at all with editing. So to right. try to say,
yeah,
well, that's true. Other than yeah, to you say, can do it, Wayne. You can do it. It's really easy.
The only way I assist with editing is, all right, remember when I said this? You have to take that out. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I don't care if it sounds weird. Take it out.
It's like once every two or three episodes would
I didn't
be
know
one
that
of those.
Was an option.
Well, it is for senior members. But you. So you here we are, we're a week of Christmas. You're having kind of a bad week.
Yeah, it's fine. Last Monday, this Monday, I can't remember. It's been, everything just kind of blurs. I broke a mirror. I had a mirror hanging on a hook on my shower rod and closed the curtain, got in the shower, closed the curtain, and then the mirror fell. And I'm like, great, broken
Why
glass.
Do you have a mirror in the
so
shower?
So I can see the back of my head when I straighten my hair.
In the shower?
No, it's on the other side. I was getting in the shower.
Gotcha. It's on the outside of the
it's
shower.
It's on the outside of the shower. Correct.
Gotcha. You don't have you a shower mirror? I don't have a shower mirror. Either.
No, and then I broke and I was like, oh, this is great. And then I was like, I thought I was already in my 7 years of bad luck. And now I just don't know. I'm like, does it restart or is it seven additional years?
Yeah, well, can you serve concurrently
or consecutively?
Yeah.
For you having spent $80,000 at Dort, I'm surprised you're superstitious.
No, it's just
they should
a
have
joke.
Worked
just,
that out of you.
Yeah,
oh, okay, it's
just a little bit stitious.
I got it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just a little.
So then,
So I got the letter, the Dear John, the John Deere letter, Dear John, and then
the
my,
Dear John text.
Yeah. My fish.
It
died.
Was over text.
What do you want me to do? He's gonna post it and send it to me.
No, how about call you on the effing phone?
It wasn't that involved.
Oh, it didn't.
I'm not hurt over it. You guys might be, but it's a generational thing.
And we're older.
Yeah, so. Exactly. It's not that big of a deal.
We come from a generation where people were respectful of others. And
oh, my gosh.
Drug letters and phone calls
and self-respect.
If he ever comes and grovels to you guys and says how sorry he is, he's not going to like you for saying that.
Well, that, to be fair, most people don't like Mitch after they've met him, so.
Wow. All right.
No, so then.
I like you.
I got the.
Thanks. You're all right.
Thanks, Darren.
Do you need
Wayne's
tissue?
Just trying to make everybody feel bad about themselves. Come on,
I'm deflecting. I'm deflect. Well,
it's coming.
Yeah, he does a good enough job himself. I don't really need to help him. But anyway,
my fish died. Oh, I was so sad.
What kind
was
of
it
fish?
Like a beta?
It was like just one of those little quarter goldfish.
Oh,
he was gonna be 2 years old in February.
Well, he lived. Long past his
well,
life
Well, the fish I had before that was 6 years and 4 months.
Oh,
so
wow!
I know.
Now I'm sad.
I know it was sad.
So, no, Josh, I'm sad that like this fish was a very important part of your life.
Yeah, his name was Manny because he was the only man in my life.
Oh my god! Okay.
No, my first fish his name was Scotty because I rescued him from a guy named Scotty.
You was he a drug dealer?
Okay. A rescue fish. I've never heard of a rescue fish.
My high school has this, like, I don't know, it's like a club. It's like a Christian outreach program called Young Life, and these college age and young adults are like the leaders, and they like put on skits and stuff. And one of my leaders, his name was Scotty, and he was doing the skit, and he was pretending that he was a catfish noodler, but he's like, but I'm in the north, because we were in Michigan. He's like, so I don't have any catfish to noodle. So he's like, we're going to do a goldfish spitting contest instead. So I thought, like, everyone in their right mind would think, like, goldfish crackers, right? He's like, you're just going to put the goldfish in your mouth and then just stand in this line and see how far you can spit it. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I got volunteered to, like, participate in this.
Were there multiple participants?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then all of a sudden, he's like, yep, here we go. And then he brings out this tray full of, like, little shooters full of goldfish. And I'm like, excuse me? And he just, like, down the hatch, except, and then all of a sudden he just got up to the line and just spit this goldfish, like, 8 feet. And I'm like, you can't do that. And I scooped him up, and then the fish, and then I put him back in his little
shot glass.
Yeah, basically. And then I'm like, you can't do that. And then I brought him home, and 6 years and 4 months was his lovely life at the Grassman household.
Wow. Was he traumatized by that experience?
I mean, I'm sure.
For as long as he could remember, which I think for goldfish is 3 seconds.
3 seconds, yeah. But I, like, that was like our family pet. He was in our Christmas card 1 year. I posted about him for Siblings Day on Instagram. And my caption,
oh, Laura.
I know. Laura. My thing was that happy Siblings Day to Scotty Grassman. You should know by now that you're adopted because we all have blonde hair and legs.
That's good. Laura. That is good.
It's pretty funny. That is. Anyway, so my dad called me one night last year, and he was like, Scotty passed away. And then I was like, I drank an entire bottle of wine. I was so sad.
Oh, boy. Was there a service?
No.
Is he in the backyard somewhere?
I'm getting a plane ticket home now. Yeah. Keep him wet.
Anyway, but back, I think the beginning of 2020, I bought a goldfish. And he's just like in a cookie jar sitting on my counter. And yeah, almost 2 years later, I fed him on Friday night. And then Saturday morning, I got up and was in my kitchen. And I'm like, oh, he was floating on the top. It was just a really traumatic morning.
Oh,
anyway, wow. I'm not actually crying. But it was like, it was pretty sad. That was like my companion.
And then you called your dad and said, Dad.
I did text my dad. I said, man, he died.
Man, he's dead.
So you said that in the last week, I've lost two men.
Quit.
Now I'm getting sad.
One was more of a loss than the other.
Ooh.
Ow.
And I was very attached to my goldfish.
Oh, snap.
I almost went down to PetSmart and bought a new fish, but then I'm like,
don't
I'm
do a rebound fish. Yeah.
I know. I need to let it marinate.
Yeah, you gotta stop. And
I needed to let it marinate. But then I'm also going back to Michigan for Christmas, and I didn't want to have to find someone to feed it.
I feel like we have our podcast title. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A rebound fish. That's pretty good. Yeah, and then so fish, fish died, mirror broke.
What did you do with Manny?
I flushed him.
Flushed him.
Yeah.
Did you read scripture beforehand or anything?
I read, oh, Captain, Captain.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I read that aloud and then flushed him.
So I'm envisioning that he got flushed along with a couple of your tears that had fallen into water with it.
I mean, I got choked up. I didn't cry. There was no tears actually shed.
That's good.
So your apartment's a lot quieter place now?
It is, yeah. It's just...
It occurs to you, oh, I have to feed. Oh,
I know. Time for a walk. Oh, no. Oh,
no, it was just nice knowing that, like, I have a lot of plants, too. But there's, yeah,
nice knowing that somebody needed you.
Yeah. Just like someone, like, dependent.
And it's nice to know there's nobody needing you anymore.
Yeah. I just kind of threw myself into my plants. So.
Did they fall over?
Quit. No, I like threw all my time and energy like into taking care of my plants.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
You should find a hobby, you know, something to occupy your time.
Yeah. I don't know who listens to this, but I'm going to like throw this down and hopefully some people, I don't know. Okay. I get a lot of plants, and every time my ex asks about me or like tries to talk to someone,
we're not
my friends,
talking about this last friend zone guy. We're going back first.
This is like, yeah.
Okay.
And I would buy a plant every time he would ask about me because I actually like taking care of those useless things.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Oh, I feel, you know, Laura, you truly are an onion. As soon as you get past one layer, there's just a whole nother layer underneath. And you keep peeling, and there's just layer after layer. Like, I feel like we just, we're on like layer 3 of 37.
It's more than 37.
Okay.
I'm very complex. Just kidding.
Are you?
I'd say I am.
No, I asked if you were kidding.
Oh.
You said just kidding.
I say that a lot. I don't actually mean it.
Okay, well then you should stop saying that. I'll help you.
I say sorry a lot too, and sometimes
Wayne Barahona, life coach. I've not seen a business card. I've been accused of worse.
I mean, it's like trying to teach the waitresses.
Oh, stop! Yeah,
I've seen how well that goes.
Did you ever work in service?
Like 10 years.
You were a waiter for 10 years.
Yeah, well, so well, between much cook and waiter
than
yes.
any other wait staff.
So no. So what I would do?
it was up to his mouth. You said that. Bam! He said it right down. All right, here comes a response. All right,
set the record straight here. So,
do not ask if they want change. If you would like a tip.
Yeah. Well, that's my biggest pet peeve. Would you like some change? Well, now that you mention it, I guess I do. If you were just going to assume that it was all yours, we're not. How about I'll be right back with your change and you don't be presumptuous? That's all I'm saying. Is that wrong? Is that not how it should be if you're in the service industry?
Wrong, but it doesn't make you not sound like a prick.
Oh, you think I care about what I sound like? At the end of the day, I'm still a 25% plus tipper and they get a free lesson. So what do you want?
Do you think that no tip or less than a dollar is a bigger slap in the face?
I think less than a dollar because that is like spare change. Like you have to want to do that. It'd be one thing to like walk away from a credit card receipt or whatever. You have to really like you have to try to be that much of an asshole.
Spare change for spare parts, bud. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been a waitress?
Mm-mm. I mean, I worked at Jimmy John's, but that doesn't really count.
That doesn't count.
Only as being in the service industry.
I worked in a shoe store for 3 years. Service industry, retail.
Yeah. So if you go out to eat with Wayne.
As long as the service is good, you won't hear a word out of me about it.
And I've yet to go anywhere with you where the service has been up to your level of good.
You know, I've said it on this podcast a number of different times. I'm not special. So anything that I do is not some sort of extraordinary upper echelon type of human event. It's pretty common sense. And sometimes common sense isn't so common. So here I am just calling it like I sees it. Yeah?
No, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's good. It's time for another round.
Yeah, I suppose you're probably right. Laura, this is it. This is turning around for you.
I hope so.
We pulled the Band-Aid off.
I did get my new credit card. My credit card also got hacked.
Oh, that's right. That was the other thing that went.
Yeah.
Did you find out how it got hacked or where it got hacked or how?
I don't know. I just got a text because I have a notification on my phone that anything over $50, I get a text message for. And I'm like, $74 at Walmart. I'm like, I didn't buy anything. I didn't use my card today and I didn't buy anything from Walmart. And then I just went on my account and I just froze it. Because I'm like, I need to figure this out before anything happens. And I'm like, I did not make that purchase. What is this? This is ridiculous. So I called and I was going to report it as fraud. And the lady's like, oh, you didn't make either of those purchases? And I go, either? Sorry? And she's like, there's one for $74 and then there's one for $240.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I didn't make any either of those. So I got to have a new credit card.
Did they show where it was spent?
Walmart.
Like where, like geographically?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask. I just said shut it down.
Well, it'd be interesting to know if it was like Sioux Center Walmart or if it was like...
Oh, it was Walmart.com.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. So it'd be interesting to see like, you know, which one of the places that you normally shop got hacked.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then change your passwords, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep. Change passwords. And then I had to re-update all of my like reoccurring
like your like payments,
subscriptions yeah. and stuff that are on my credit card.
Cat Fancy.
Not Cat Fancy. It's Fish Fancy.
It's just occurred to me, you're going to go back home now mm-hmm. for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Isn't this how, like, all the Hallmark movies start?
Oh, 100%. Oh,
yeah. Blonde girl goes home.
Yes. Good point.
Who are you going to bump into back in Michigan?
Yes, you are so Reese Witherspoon right now.
Who in your high school class is a high-powered businessman who recently got divorced and is coming back to his hometown to start a Christmas tree farm?
And at one point... Because
that seems very common.
And at one point probably had truck nuts. Because I know that's the type of guy you ran with.
No. Hopefully no one. I have sought out three people that I've graduated with since I graduated.
That's not how the Hallmark movies work.
I know.
I have
a note in my phone. So our mascot was the Sailors. I have a note in my phone called Sunken Sailors, and it's everyone I see after graduation. Like, oh, ran into you at the gas station, or like... Saw you at the outlet mall or something.
So, like, you make a note of that?
I make a note. I write down their name and the date that I see them.
Just so you can be prepared for the, oh, I remember that.
Well, like, I kind of also am like, maybe I'll run into all 160 kids that I graduated with. That'd be funny.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Never mind. I guess it's not that funny.
It is for you, and that's what counts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Well, good luck to you and your Hallmark Christmas movie special.
I can't wait to
hear all about it.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Be sure to text us when you bump into the guy that you've forgotten all about.
Maybe I'll sit next to someone on the airplane tomorrow.
Again, that's not how the movie works.
Nope.
Oh, I hate Hallmark movies.
Why? Because
they're so predictable. Do you think I'm predictable?
No.
Absolutely not.
We're hoping you are. We're hoping you go back and just bump into somebody.
That'd be
really funny.
No.
Have you come back again and say, you guys are not going to believe what happened when she went back to Michigan.
So I'll be busy in about 9 months and I'm just kidding. Sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Grassman.
That's almost worse than the elephant thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to edit this episode. I might just publish it as is.
No, I wouldn't recommend that.
Well, you could recommend in one hand and in the other and see which one fills up first. Let's get a refill. Back with segment two next. Okay, so you're going to hop on the Joel train.
No. He is pre-med, though.
Woo-hoo.
Everybody can be pre-med.
I'm pre-med.
He's in med school.
Oh, he's in med school.
Oh, not pre-med. Sorry, he's in med school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was pre-med at college parties.
I'm a doctor like Dr. Pepper. What do we do with the lost episode? That's a real question.
You hold on to it and you
put it in the archives.
You release it in like three years. Into it.
When we release our Deep Cuts album, then that'll be on there. It'll be like a hidden bonus track.
See, I think we're going to keep up to date with what Laura has going on. And if she settles down.
Someday. And when she marries the Christmas tree farmer from Michigan that we were talking about.
Just to see if our duckling.
We'll play it and laugh.
Can grow into a swan.
Yes. That's what I don't delete it. Don't even put it in the recycle bin. Leave it on the desktop.
It's on the desktop, unedited, good. Untouched by human hands.
Like Fiji water.
I guess. So, I don't know. How do we transition to this next thing? Because I already have a headache thinking about it.
What's the topic?
Oh, I know the topic.
Is it better that I let you tell the story since you were there for it?
Oh, there was an audience.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about how I would tell the story.
As many of you know, I'm on the city council for Sheldon. And
here we go.
There's a group of people that are like habitually angry with anything that the city does. Because anything the city does...
Like 100 people?
I don't know. No,
like five people?
I would say it's probably closer to 100,
but there's probably five that are vocal.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure At least I hope every town has that, where you get that very vocal, very minority. Then,
oh my, the furnace came on and it sounds like a hurricane in here.
Right, as I was talking about that, we're just gonna have to wait it out. Yeah, like I said, I'm not editing this episode. You know, it's the day before Christmas Eve, and
it's Christmas Adam, because Adam came before Eve.
Oh boy,
man, she's but full of them.
I'm full of a lot of other stuff too.
We've noticed. Okay, so we're back. There are always a number of issues that are unpopular because they involve spending money, and there's always going to be that certain aspect of the population that feels that we spend too much, and you know, nothing is worth spending money on. You don't need curb gutter streets, what have you. You need to lower my taxes because we're in this this rich hellhole, I guess, or something.
Well, and some of them sometimes have a valid point here and there, but it's just constantly the same mantra over and over and over, no matter what the issue is. Mm-hmm. If it costs money, it's bad.
Right. Right? Yeah, that's correct.
$100, it's bad because it could have been zero, right?
Right. Yep, that's right. So this story starts back in September of this year. We were at a council meeting and had heard a department report from the head of the Crossroads Pavilion Event Center, of which I am a board member of. So I was, engaged in the process. Excuse me. And
it does that. Stop. Comes back on, right?
Stop. Oh, doesn't want me to tell my story, telling you my truth, despite what the furnace thinks.
Do it.
All right. Okay. Now we're good.
And we're back. So, in the course of the report that was given, we had shown that the Crossroads Pavilion had operated in the black. And I made the point to commend my employee and gave her just kudos for exceeding expectations and very much running counter to what it was proposed would or could happen. Because when
we built the pavilion, it was under the assumption that it wouldn't cash flow, at least for a number of years, right? And we built it anyway, knowing that, because we felt it would be beneficial to the community, blah, blah, blah. So it wasn't even expected that it would be in the black. It was expected that it would be in the red for, I think it was like 5 years, right? And it was in the black within like two?
Yeah, two or three. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I had made mention of that. Now, I completely understand that being in the black doesn't mean that we're out of debt. We still have general obligation debt that we have to service.
Operational expenses.
But as far as operational expenses go, we are operating in the black. So I had gave her kudos, and I had said that, you were up against the odds, and there were a lot of naysayers that said that this pavilion was going to be an albatross around our neck, but you have persevered despite that, and you are to be applauded. And, you know, high fives, handshakes, we go about our day. Newspaper comes out, and the newspaper says, you know, what I said, and there's about five people that think I'm talking to them directly, like that I'm giving them a direct middle finger right into your face. Like I'm really just trying to rub their nose in it. Like,
well, because they said, I mean, I actually heard people say literally it's an albatross around our neck. So they all think that you're talking directly to them.
Correct.
Right?
Yep. I received a number of phone calls. People just livid, chewing me up one side down the other, talking about how I don't know how any of this stuff works and I shouldn't be up there, whatever, fine. It happens, I get it, whatever. So then it was probably 2 weeks later or so, we go out to an EMA meeting. We have those on every other Wednesday, and then afterwards, Mitch and I, maybe a couple other guys will go out and have supper, and we had happened upon our one of our favorite Johns, which is Brady's. And there just so happened to be there a gentleman that took issue with what I had said, thinking it was about him. Now, normally, I wouldn't even just go into detail about who this is, but the reasons why I will name this person will become clear as the story wears on. So this guy's name is Denny. He's a member of the community and influential member of the community, did a lot of great things for the city of Sheldon, and helped start a lot of business and industry here. And for that, we are definitely thankful for his participation. So he had... So
he's not young.
No. I'm sure this gentleman's in his upper 70s, if not closer to 80. He had mentioned... And he I considered him a friend, you know, somebody that, you know, it's not like we'd go hang out, but, you know, when we'd see each other in public, it was... we would exchange pleasantries and, you know, so on and so forth. And actually, my wife... has more of an extended connection with that family through mutual friends and so on and so forth. So anyway, that night, he kind of seeks me out and says, you know, what's up with that? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, he says, well, we really need to talk. We really need to talk outside of a bar. And I said, yeah, you're correct. Let's not do this in a bar. And I said, okay, let's meet up. Name a time. I said, my office tomorrow, 2 p.m. Okay, I'll be there. So Tuesday, or rather Thursday, rolls around. Doing my stuff,
and running a business.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I went. I had to go bring parts over to John Hellinga, who's my co-owner, and he works out of the Orange City office. So we meet in Hospers, easy meetup place. And I saw the time was going to be a little bit tight, so I text my office manager and said, "Hey, I got someone coming at 2 o'clock. I'm going to be about 5 minutes late, but just let them know and I'll be there." Okay, so I get there about 2:05, and Denny's not there. And I ask my office manager, like, "Hey, my 2 o'clock show up?" And he says, "She says no, I haven't seen him." To about 2:15 or so, I get a phone call, and it's work related. And I'm helping a customer with a problem. Well, then he walks in. He walks in and then he waits and he waits and he waits and he waits. And I'm like doing remote support. I'm logged into a remote computer and I'm trying to help out this customer with their issue. And I want to say, looking back at the tape, he was there probably 15 minutes or so. And he left and said, "Oh, just tell him I'll call him." And I never heard a word from him. Like, okay, well, it looked like his truck outside when I had pulled up. But I had, you know, obviously looked, no one out there, went back to my office, whatever. So that was September. So now, whatever, I've seen him a couple times. I haven't really talked to him, I think, more at his behest than mine. And the finally comes, would have been last week Wednesday, I believe. Yeah.
Yep.
So last week Wednesday, we have a 2-hour-long council meeting where we go over just a myriad of stuff, specifically revolving Bethel Church and whether or not the city was going to give them money to help demolish the old church building so that it would open up 6 to 8 new residential lots for, you know, where we need. Yeah, for development where we need residential, especially in that part of town. So anyway, it was a 2-hour-long meeting. Plus, we had an employment termination issue we had to discuss in closed session. So by the time that I got out of there, I'd missed the entire EMA meeting and was like, all right, I'm going to join the guys for the after-meeting meeting because I'm hungry, I'm hangry, and I could use a drink. So I get there, and it's a little after 6:30, and Mitch and another one of our associates from EMA are over at the table talking. Right. And I'm like, I am in no mood to even pretend to be like, oh, hey, whatever. So I go and I get my drink and I sit down at the table. So I sit there and I got my phone out. I'm like catching up on the emails and stuff that had happened in this 2-hour-long council meeting. And finally, you know, after it wasn't long, it was like maybe 5 minutes later, Mitch came back. Our other buddy came back and then the were leaving. And then Denny, as he's on his way out, and says, "Oh, yeah, by the way, thanks for taking the meeting." And I'm sitting down, and he's saying this to my back. So I turn around on my chair, and I said, "Excuse me?" "Yeah, yeah, you just totally ditched out on that meeting we made." I said, "Now, wait a second. I was there. You were not." "Well, that's bullshit," he says. That's bullshit. "I was there, and I watched your truck roll up at 2:05. Like, okay, you were there and you watched my truck roll up at 205, but you weren't in the building. Okay, whatever. And he said, you're just nothing but a politician. Just stop it. You're nothing but a politician. And I'm like, okay. Now I'm getting angry. Like, okay, dude, I don't do this as my main job. I'm not going to get a lobbying job when I'm done here. I'm doing this because I love this town and I want to help grow it. So you're going to give me this, oh, you are a politician. Shut up. No, I'm done with that.
You didn't even say that, by the way. To him.
No, I did not say that. I just
said. That's what you're thinking.
Yes,
I mean,
thank you.
So this didn't spur any of what came afterwards. But you didn't tell him to shut up.
I did not. I didn't say anything. The only thing that I said was, and we're going to pause here. Today's episode is brought to you by Super High Tech. Just wanted to get some money out of the deal. Okay. And resume. The only thing that I said was, Denny, if you're not going to listen to reason, we can't have a conversation. Because I had tried to explain, like, no, I was there. I have this message. I even found it. Said I have this message that I had sent to my front office gal. I'm running about 5 minutes late. Let my 2 o'clock know.
At this point, it was getting heated. I'm sitting across the table thinking, is this a nearly 80-year-old dude going to punch Wayne in the face right now? Because he's mad.
He is like...
livid.
Like, I killed his dog mad. Like, he is just, like, I am trying to ruin his life.
I mean, I don't think he would actually punch you, but he was that mad that I was, like, just kind of worried where this was headed.
So then he starts yelling, and I mean yelling, and gets right up in my face. He says, you are nothing but a lying mother.
And he's got his hand on your shoulder, right?
Yeah, his other hand on your shoulder and his finger, I mean, 2 inches from your nose.
Yeah.
So he is as in your face as you can get.
And I'm seated, and this guy is calling me a lying mother. And I'm just like, Denny, would you like to see the message? I can show it to you right now. Denny, I'm chasing him out of the building now. I got to the door, and then I stopped. And I walk in, or I walk back to the table, and everyone's just staring. Like, jaws to the floor, eyes as big as saucers, like... what the hell just happened?
I'm a little surprised that a grown-ass man of that age would behave in such a manner.
Are you?
In public. I am a little. He's supposed to be this really neat guy that's done all this wonderful stuff and professional and business and then behaves like that in public.
Oh, yeah, I had a little to drink.
I had just gotten there, so I hadn't had a drop to drink, so it wasn't like I was get over here, let's do this. I was just like, I obviously shocked, but then
so yeah, you got a dude laying his hand on you.
Yeah, so I think to myself, okay, what could I have done to defuse the situation? If I wouldn't have said the part about not listening to reason, that he would have felt like he had planted his flag and he had won. But I'm sorry. F*** that. That's not right.
Well, that's not part of the job of basically non-paying city council members.
I make $45 a council meeting. Doesn't matter if they're 15 minutes or several hours.
Public when you're not at your job of being a council member at that point. So the fact that you would even talk to him when you don't have to.
Right.
Is more than should be expected.
So basically, long story short, he thinks that I had big timed him on this meeting, like just, you know, said I was going to do it, but then didn't follow through. Had evidence that I was trying to follow through, but then he wanted to believe that I just wanted to big time him and not give him his, you know, quote unquote, Dan Court. Now, never mind the fact that he's already... told me, read me the riot act on a number of different things that he proposed or supposed that I did that were untrue, but yet I still took because, yes, I get it. It's part of the job. You're going to have kooks that are going to just assume that they know how things go. But it's people like that that make it so people don't volunteer and you don't get the young people involved. And what happens when that happens? Your town dies. So,
no, I was sitting there thinking, man, I should really run for council.
It's like happen? It's just such a lucrative job.
I wanted the excuse to get in a fist fight at Brady's.
I have never I
what in the world?
So I own a business. Mitch has seen me at about my angriest.
Yep.
And I guess maybe the reason why it affected me so much is because I had respected him, and I had I had thought better of him when that happened or before that had happened. But I'm still kind of at a loss for words. And of course you play the scene back in your head and you're like, oh man, I should have said this or I should have said that. I'm very grateful that I did not, I didn't lie. I did not call him a name. I didn't say anything other than, hey, I've got this text message. I can show you exactly what happened. And if you're not going to be reasonable, then we can't talk. So I guess, yeah, I can sleep well knowing that had happened. But it for like 2 days straight, I was just like it, like blood pressure, like, oh, I'm going to.
And it doesn't help that there's people that you have in your life that you want to talk to them about this with. And then you just relive it.
Right. Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, like, that's a good point.
Somebody, one of your customers that you appreciate your camaraderie with. You relive it with him.
Yep.
And he has his own advice for you.
Yep.
And then I come in and I'm like, so what's this all about?
What?
And then you can tell me the whole story from front to back.
So yeah, and then of course he's going around town telling people that he gave me the what for, and I've had a couple people come up and tell me about that. So it's like, come on, dude.
Yeah, he made some really good points there.
Right, he did.
Just totally dunked on your ass.
The points that were in his face.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the digits. So that was, that was last week Wednesday. And I told,
winning.
Right.
If you think that's right. Winning, then why does anybody give you the time of day? Mm-hmm. Honestly. Why? And I say that all the time. Why do you feel like you have to take meetings with people like that?
Right.
You don't. Because they're going to do that anyway.
Right.
They're going to do this to you anyway.
That's a valid point. So what's the point? Because, I don't want to be accused of being the guy that doesn't take the meeting. Right? Because
if he ever complains about that and then somebody says, well, I heard you won't meet with him. Well, last time I tried, I got called a lion MF-er in the middle of a bar with my buddies. So why would I?
Just to be blindsided by that just level of childness, well, just
I don't know Denny very well, and I don't think he's like a bad person or something, but that just shows you how wrapped up people are in politics and even local politics. Like that is that important to them that they're willing to act like that to think that they scored points on you.
Right,
it's just silly.
I don't get it. I don't understand how that mentality works, and I guess that's probably good that I don't, because if I did, I would be a shitty politician, and I guess since I am nothing but a politician, at least I have that going for me. But so obviously this digs at me and it sticks in my craw, and it's like, what recourse do I have, right? Like, do I write a letter to the editor? Do I show up at his boss's work and say, hey, you've got this so-and-so working for you? Yeah, he's retired. He's got more money than I'll ever have, and he's doing just fine for himself. What do I do, right? I sit and bitch on a podcast, I guess. That's about it. I guess really the only thing that I can do, and that I've kind of resigned myself to, is I just have to keep fighting. Like, I have to keep doing this, because if everyone who actually gives a fresh idea, a fresh perspective, gets alienated, ostracized, yelled at by these kind of people, we're not going to have anybody left. And then when the old people take over, and I say that just tongue-in-cheek, calm down, people, but when those people take over, there'll be no earth left to inherit, because they will have dried it all up for the sake of keeping their money in their pockets.
Very good. Good conclusion. You did it.
Furnace, you want to turn on now? The ass.
Think there's a blizzard outside. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Now I'm getting fired up again.
Well, calm down.
Well, I thought this would help you.
No, I think it is.
Very like a therapy session.
It is, because it allows
you can listen through it when you edit it. And that'll get you all fired up again.
Well, like I said, I don't want to edit this. I want there to just let it rip.
No censor?
I would bleep out the...
You know, what the doofus said.
Yeah.
I could put the E on it. You know, because there is like an explicit button where you can say, hey.
No, I don't...
People know what you said.
Yeah, there's older, more prone to heart attack people that listen.
Okay, well,
you don't need to give anybody a heart attack.
They'll know what you meant, and they'll know that you were quoting what he said.
That's true. Those were not my words. Yeah, I don't want this to come off like a, look how much better of a guy I am than this guy because I'm, you know, on the other side of it or whatever. I just, it just bothers me that there's so many people that will not run or will not volunteer because of people like that. And I guess that's the biggest thing for me is making sure that, you know, we can see our way clear to the other side to understand that, yeah, it happens, but we can, you know, if either we can hold these people accountable or we persevere just despite it, either way, we move Sheldon forward. And so I apologize to Aaron's brother-in-law.
For being Sheldon-centric.
Sheldon-centric for pretty near half an hour, but...
That's all right. He still listens.
He would enjoy it a lot more.
Well, and he thinks we'd have a better, more broad audience.
Maybe we would.
But maybe...
If he can provide stories like this about Sioux Center, we will gladly tell them.
And I'm going to say that this was interesting enough that even though it was super local... Still was interesting. It wasn't about, so this week we were talking about sidewalks.
Right. Or chickens.
Yeah.
Stupid freaking chickens.
All right, let's stop the segment before he gets going again.
All right. Back with segment three after this.
I didn't see that you had a diesel.
So you guys have you had mentioned something the other night, like a holiday drink where it's like your Christmassy go to. Like I'm an eggnog guy. I can do eggnog.
I'm not an eggnog guy. I like brandy in the wintertime. Like just a little you know, a finger or two and maybe just a couple ice cubes in it. But this time of year I like Bailey's. I don't know why. It feels Christmassy.
Yep.
And I do a little bit of that and then just a splash of brandy in it. So it's not quite so thick. It thins it out a little bit and it doesn't really change the flavor.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I should try that.
Quite good. Quite good.
Yeah. You had text that the other night and I just didn't know what to do with it.
No, your text was fireball and
what? Well, I ran out of brandy. I ran out of brandy. So I put a splash of fireball in it. It was actually pretty good. I'm not a big fireball guy, but I like cinnamon.
I woke up the next day to that text. Like, you know, it's a good holiday drink. He says sends at 10:30 on a Tuesday.
Oh, that's good. Last night we had our annual Christmas party, which we haven't.
No, stop. You can't call it annual Christmas party because you've never had
one. No, we have gone out to a sit down. I was going to say nice. A sit-down restaurant because
B-dubs.
Of where we've been before.
Yeah, you well, go to
no,
B-Dubs.
There's been there's been 4 years where we've gone to B-Dubs during the day, and then I just, like, rah-rah the troops, and I hand out bonuses, and we all have a beer at dinner time, which is like, oh, my goodness, I'm on the clock, and I'm having a beer for lunch. You know, Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come back and, like, hope there's no phone calls on the machine. And That's what we've been doing, and the reason we had to do that because a fight about broke out between the wives last time we went out to a nice sit down restaurant.
How does that?
It was like all of a sudden we can't do this anymore because
were they related though? Was it like between your two employees that are like somewhat related?
No, they were no, it was different crew, different girls, and there was like a fight about broke out, and it's like oh my goodness, I can't even have anything nice.
Bitch, you stole my man.
What was the fight about?
Yeah, that's what I don't know.
I'm so intrigued.
I don't, because one girl thought the other one was trashy or something. I think that's what it was. High class, low class, your kids are little terrors.
Well, no, I think it was like
they were talking smack about
about each other's kids and livelihoods and so forth.
Yeah,
so.
I remember this now. I had forgotten all about it. But
that's why that jogged
my memory of who it was.
That's why we couldn't have nice things. Well, they've all moved on to other jobs, and the key players have moved on, and now we can go out again. So last night we went out and had a really nice time. And yeah.
Told them they can order anything they want off the sandwich menu.
That's right. I first told them chicken or pork. There will be no beef. It's too expensive on the menu.
Have you seen beef prices lately?
Yeah, we're at the steakhouse, and I said, no steaks. Is he serious? No, I'm not serious. We had a really nice time.
So your quandary was you had figured out how much you were going to spend.
Yeah, that's right. So I decided, okay, this was our sales. This is how things are looking. We're going to do this many $1,000s for bonuses. And here's my guys. How am I going to break this out?
Hold on. Was it this many thousand of dollars?
Thousands.
Oh, thousands, plural. Yeah,
it was more than one.
Okay, so it's different than my structure.
By a number of people, though.
Because I know, you know, how many some businesses give, and might be 10 employees.
We're not selling computers for crying out loud.
What the hell are you looking at me for? Come on now.
No reason.
And I spent several thousand dollars last year.
No, that's good.
On wages for your employees?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You bet.
Right. So I'm actually surprised by that.
So I'm
just stop.
So what I did was I went in and I did an Excel. I just pulled up an Excel spreadsheet, put everybody's name in, and then did the formula thing.
How much do I like this guy?
So, yeah, I added and I changed numbers, and I bumped into Wayne at dinner time. And I'm like, see, I'm really running into this problem because I'm thinking like, well, yesterday you really pissed me off.
So, and that's the day. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you did 364 days ago.
You did really good all year, but yesterday you pissed me off. So you're going to get kind of dinged on the bonus. So that's not really fair. So you really have to take feelings out of it because.
Which is hard for Aaron because he doesn't get butt hurt.
Yeah, I'm a feelings guy. Mm-hmm. And I had convinced my project manager guy that I give $100 a year you've been here. So I just stuck that into his head.
I'm getting $100 this year.
And I said, really, you didn't start till February, so you're probably getting 90. Yeah, so you ain't even going to get a $100 bill. And I'd done such a good job. This morning he comes into work. Boy, I just really appreciate that bonus. I really thought I was going to get $100. So, good. But so then I'm doing the bonus cards, and I'm reading my Excel spreadsheet, and I get down to the end, and all of a sudden, I'm $100 short. I should have this many hundreds to go in here, but I only have 100 less than that left. So I'm like, and I sealed all the envelopes. So then I tell Angela, what do? You open the envelopes. I said, no, I think someone's just going to get shorted $100. And someone's going to get $100 more accidentally.
Well, it's like,
I said, Ange,
you are your own secret Santa. That's great.
And I said, Ange, I mean, tough for you. You're the last envelope I got. So you're getting $100 less.
Yes.
So, I wound up taking $100 of my own money and putting it into that envelope. So someone did get $100 more than what the Excel spreadsheet said.
But you'll never know.
Because, Angela's like, well, cut them open and tape them shut. And it's like, I don't want to do that.
That'll look terrible.
Yeah.
I know. You can't do that.
What, do you have to go in here to pay for the meal?
Afterwards? Right. And then I thought about, oh, wait, we're going for supper yet. Everything went really well. Everybody said thanks, you know, nobody quit.
Of course they're going to say thanks. You're feeding him and giving him cash.
Yeah, that is good.
You put it up.
So I sent an email to the accountant and I'm like, okay, so I'm pretty sure we've been doing this wrong all these years. We've kind of had a secret like checking account that rebates and stuff go into that you don't know about. And then we just cash it out at the end of the year and just take that money and give that away. And we quit doing that because
Probably not legal.
Not legal at all.
Yeah.
And so on the night, they're like, how do I do this for realsies? So then they're like, well, if you want to give cash, you can still do that. But then you need to go into QuickBooks and do this and do this and do this and do this. And it's like, holy buckets. I think we're going to open this account next year.
Yeah, look at
we're just going to go back to the old one.
This is a lot of work. A lot easier to just leave old Uncle Sam out of it.
Yeah. So what about the bank? I mean, you've been there how many months? You get something yet?
Yeah. Everybody gets like a Christmas gift, and then there are bonuses and whatever, and I don't want to say much more than that, but
yeah, homeboy's there for like 2 months and he gets, you know, 5-6 figures.
Yeah, right. 5-6 figures. Well, they made an error then in my payroll that I looked at this afternoon.
As it turns out, they can ask for that back.
That's right. There is precedent for that.
Yep.
But what I thought was pretty pretty interesting and feather in your cap, you had to go like on stage and talk about how great your team is that you just met.
Yeah, I didn't know I had to do that at the company Christmas party. Because there had been like an email that said, hey, here's the list of all your employees and whatever. Please make sure this is accurate and blah, blah, blah. And I looked at it and I'm like, yep, that's the people that work for me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing that this list was also like what you take up there so you can recognize everyone. Not that I wouldn't know their names, but then like we get started on this presentation and they're like, all right, come up, Denny, and talk about everybody in Ireton. And I'm like, What? He's like, oh, and of course, you know, Corrine's been here for 38 years, and let's all give her a round of applause. And I'm like,
and you've never had sherbet until you've had her sherbet, I tell you what.
So I'm frantically, I got my phone under the table looking up the email so I can find everybody's years of service and screenshot it. So I don't look like the only idiot that didn't care enough to know how long his employees have been.
I've got
there.
A great team here.
Because everybody else had printed it off, of course. And then I'm up there with my phone, you know. But
man, look at this
I fumbled
guy.
My way through it, and I think I did okay.
Good job.
So
your wife said you did. So you
your John said I
did. Oh, okay. Did he? Yeah, my business partner.
That's what you said.
Oh, no. Yeah, he. I think he said that. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is
or you would not lie for the benefit of my feelings. True, so I'm assuming true. You didn't
no,
make
you're
that
correct
up.
On that.
I would.
Yes, yeah, because I your would. Feelings got
yeah, yeah. Yeah. So is it tonight or is it tomorrow night the three ghosts visit you?
Oh, stop. You stop.
Yeah. I'm curious how this goes at Super High Tech.
No, okay. So we haven't actually had a Christmas party in like 3 or 4 years now. And that's only because I leave it up to the guys, and I say, guys, what do you want to do?
Right, which is normal.
I thought it would be.
I wouldn't have done anything if it wasn't for two of my employees hounding me, saying, B-dubs during the middle of the day, oh, let's do something better. So I would say, at my end, it was employee-driven.
Well, I just kind of thought they'd plan something and let me know when it is.
Well, okay, so here's what I'm up against, right?
Come on.
So, no, I genuinely, because there are times you're like, oh, you know, that's okay, I guess, you know, like, okay, I'm open to suggestions. It's not like I don't want to do it. Like, yeah, no, let's go have fun. What do you want to do? Well, I don't know. It's like asking my wife what she wants to eat, you know, like where she wants to go for supper. Oh, well, I don't know where that restaurant is. So pick something else. So what I actually did was, so I've got an office manager now. Much like you, so I said, you know, kind of put the burden on her shoulders, said, all right, let's go figure something out. Well, and then she got pregnant, and then she was just all pukey and like, not liking the world. And so then, yeah, not a whole lot got done. So then it was that night of your Christmas party, Mitch, that I was actually talking to John about it, because John was bored, because, you know, he's at his wife's Christmas party. Yeah, correct. And John says to me, he's like, well, you know, one of our guys said, let's go bowling. And I'm like, ugh, that's dumb.
No, it's not.
What do you mean?
I'm not a bowler. I'm not good at bowling, so I don't
you
like bowling.
You look like a bowler. I'm just saying.
Center of gravity close to the floor.
You're saying I'm a physical specimen?
Yeah. Remember that scene in Kingpin?
What an honor to be here with all these athletes.
Oh, yeah. You look like those guys.
So I'm kind of like, seriously, bowling? He's like, oh, well, you know, this other employee was really all about it. And I'm like, the hell he is. It's my Dune guy, the one that you snub regularly.
big boy.
I don't run into also, him. I don't run into him that often.
Well, also he looks not, like a bowler. I'm just saying.
Way too tall to be a bowler.
Well, you got good range, long motion, arms. Long arms. Put a lot of spin on that ball.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. In the lane in the next town over. Good grief. Anyway, so I text him. Well, I'd made the mistake of texting him during like an Iowa football game. Or there was something going on. It was a Saturday night. And I said, so am I to understand that you signed off on bowling? And I got a text back like, I guess, but... You know, if we're being honest here, I'm like, oh, here we go. If we're being honest here, I'd rather just have the money that you would spend on a Christmas party. Like, oh, okay, well, I guess we're never having another f-ing Christmas party again. Fine.
Wayne in the potty mouth.
Well, wow. You got me riled up because of segment two. And I actually feel a lot better. You are correct. It was good. It was cathartic.
Cathartic, yeah.
It did help out. And I will now edit the episode because of...
Oh, good. Thank you.
...of my potty mouth, and I don't want...
Well, it didn't start with your potty mouth.
Well, it has continued. It kind of
started with Denny's potty mouth.
No, it started before when I was talking about Laura and her lady parts and whatever.
What?
Like, sorry, when was this? I don't
remember having that. A kid, you were like...
Oh, the 9 months thing.
Correct, yes. End of segment one...
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I thought you were going to cut that part out.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
All right, yeah, stay with me. Stay with me, kid.
So the last time Wayne had a honest-to-goodness Christmas party, he invited me and my wife.
That's right. It was so old then, 60.
Yeah, and then I bump right. into you, and I'm like, I begin telling you about us having a Christmas party. Then I feel guilt, overwhelmed with guilt because I hadn't invited you and your wife along.
Absolutely not.
Actually, it wasn't guilt that I hadn't invited you. It was like hope that you wouldn't call me names because I had no intention of inviting you.
No, I did. Honestly,
that's a lot of money.
Honestly, I had forgotten that had happened until you just now said it. So that is certainly not the case. But so getting back to my employee, I'm like, okay, well, I guess we're just not doing anything this year.
That did not upset you in the least.
Oh, well, it did.
It did. Well, I mean, it was kind of...
You heard
Oh, I've already heard about this. Twice, I'm pretty sure.
Good. Well, I mean, come on. It's like, okay, well, you... Okay, if you don't want to fraternize with your fellow employees and you don't want a free meal, I guess we just won't do it. And then I get a text Sunday morning about like 9 a.m. Like,
so I was just going back through my text messages and I realized that I probably didn't come off pretty well, very well, and I'm sorry, and like you should be. Right? Hurt my feelings.
He's like, you're just not gonna let it go, are you? I said no. And then we were Monday morning. I had the guys in my office were getting a game plan put together for the rest of the week, and I said, and once you get done, and you know, at this job here. Travis and I are going to go bowling. Since I know that that's not your thing, I'll give you the money that I would have spent on bowling. So here's $1.25.
Oh, well, there's shoe rental too, boss. There's shoe rental.
There's another two.
So, and then like just yesterday, I got asked by my manager, like,
so we going to do a Christmas party or what?
I said, okay, I would like to do a Christmas party. I think they're fun, but either you guys need to come up with something, or I guess I'll just have to say like, hey, we're going to Brady's or what have you, and then that's going to be it, and then that's it. It's done. Came to find out that my Dune employee, being from Dune, was just really angry that he just couldn't drink because he had to drive home. Well, now I've got a pregnant office manager, so there's a deal in the works, and I know that he doesn't listen to the podcast. He just gets told about it by his buddy, so there's a deal in the works, buddy, just for you, because you need it, I guess. No, actually, you know what? The last Christmas party that we had, now that I think about it, was at Blue Mountain in the upstairs.
You took?
100% I did. I didn't go there. No, you did not. I did not take Aaron to that. No, it was the Blue Mountain in the upstairs.
That was a while ago, then.
Probably 3 years.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. They've been closed for like a year and a half or two. Yeah.
Well, they closed because of COVID, and that was 2020.
going on 2 years.
Yeah. Well, it's, yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Do the math either way you want. It still adds up to about the same thing. I'm trying. But
as long as they plan it and tell me when it is, then I'm fine.
I thought that would just be like the nice thing to do. Like, no, hey, yeah. What do you guys want to do?
People are going to complain about the Christmas party no matter what. Like, we had a manager's meeting the week after our Christmas party, and they're like, and we have assigned seating, and they do that on purpose so that you can mix with people from other branches.
Sure.
Nobody gets left at a table with only them and their spouse because they don't know anybody or everybody else already at a table. You know, they just, I feel like, yeah, what's wrong with that? Sure. I got to talk to somebody I've never talked to before. How hard is that? I'm a grown-ass adult, right?
Right. Yep.
And then we go to a manager's meeting, and all these guys are like, oh, a lot of employees, they really enjoyed it, but they didn't know the person next to them, and they wondered if they could sit with only people from their branch. They didn't like that. I'm like, really? How petty do you have to be to actually go and complain about that to your boss party that you went to?
And the thing is, you have a lot in common.
You work at the same place. We all live within about 30, 40 miles of each other.
But yeah. The true test, though, will be like, so they must put managers with subordinates, right?
Not with your own.
Okay, so it's, you know, because obviously there's the one, like, thing that brings everybody together, and that's bitching about their boss. So I could see the interdepartmental, like, oh, you think you have an asshole for a boss? Let me tell you about Mitch Keese.
And then, I'm sure they would. But you know what would happen? It would be all the managers sitting at a table together because all the employees sat together. And then that would look bad, too.
Yeah, it would.
It's like, I don't know. I just felt like that was kind of a childish complaint from 50-year-old people.
I had to talk to a stranger. Yeah. We just, my wife and I got there first. We just sat down in the middle and let the chips fall where they may. But
Got where?
To our Christmas party.
Oh, at yours. Because Monday you had a Christmas party, too.
We had my wife's Christmas party.
But that's just at the gym.
Restaurant.
Oh, guys actually went to a restaurant this year?
Yes. Yes. And I knew this was going to happen. I thought I was going to be like more towards the middle or two-thirds of ordering drinks. But I ordered a beer, and then the people ahead of me changed their orders. But I was like the fourth one to order a drink, so only a couple had to change. I really thought, I'm talking to somebody ahead of time, and I'm like, I'm going to wind up being two-thirds down the line, and I'm going to be the first person to order a beer, because I like a beer. Can I change my water? Can I change my Pepsi?
To a Scotch double, and then a Jack back?
Yeah.
But haven't most of the Christmas parties been like at the school, so you never really had that element?
Yeah, and I don't.
And now you guys are just so flush with cash that,
to a point. I want to. My whole joke about the chicken or pork thing. I think there was something like you get your three choices, and your chicken cordon bleu, your pork, and your prime rib, your smoked prime rib.
Obviously.
If you chose your smoked prime rib, I think you had to give another $5.
Seriously?
I think so. Yeah. I ordered pork because I don't really get pork that often. And I got
plenty of beef. Was it the pork
asu
buco?
And no, I didn't order the beef because they hadn't done it in the crock pot, Mitch.
Well, I know you're thinking that.
Well, you knew
in the crock pot, please. I have 8 hours to kill.
I don't want to have to use a knife. Well, you were probably just worried that it was going to be grain fed, so you didn't know quite how to react to that.
I didn't need that inflammatory.
Well, I would be embarrassed to order beef if I were you, because well done. Everybody else at the table is like, oh, what are you
doing? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, the guy next to me, he's a real cattleman, mm-hmm. and feeds like hundreds of head or whatever. And yeah, he had his prime rib just rare, like unreal.
Reminds
like
the
outside
home.
Was brown and the, just the red like the red of Santa's coat.
Just like, sounds amazing.
Holy yeah, it does, right?
How festive.
Speaking of which, holiday traditions, Santa's coat, it reminded me of this. You had any tiger meat this year?
I have not.
That's right.
Yeah, because you don't work. No, it was a few years ago, but you don't work down there anymore. So I guess you don't have the direct supply.
I was thinking about it. We have Greta's family Christmas next weekend, and it's kind of on the way.
So sure, maybe I'll just stop by and pick it up.
Yep.
Laura, do you know what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Raw ground beef.
Yeah.
No.
Have you had some?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Not for me. She's just listened.
I think it's really good if we would deep fat fry it.
No.
Be like Chislik, but ground.
Yeah. So would a G.I. Joe if you deep fat fried it? That doesn't mean that that's what you do with it.
It'd be way better than raw.
I had it. I tried it.
Is it like a texture thing? What's the appeal of it?
Good question.
It tastes really good.
Yeah, it's like a pate.
I like pate. Do you eat it with crackers? Do you just eat it with a fork, salt, and pepper?
So what I do is a cracker, ground beef, like minced onion, and salt and pepper on it. Some people put a little bit of cheese. Right. So you go to South Dakota.
What kind of cracker, though? Is it like a Ritz? Is it like a Wheat Thin?
A Ritz or a club.
Okay. Or a... Like a townhouse?
Townhouse. Something yeah. like
that. Buttery. Okay. All right. All right. Buttery texture.
Like a flaky cracker. Yep. All right. Yeah. Okay. I can get behind that.
It's really good. So good.
The worms in your intestinal tract do agree.
I have an iron stomach, so it doesn't bother me at all.
Look the way he looks.
It's not about the stomach. It's all the piping that goes in between.
Actually, yeah, a tapeworm might do me good.
I know. I'm trying to figure out where to find one of those.
You can order them online.
Oh.
Yep.
Did you order that when you ordered your horse pills?
No.
God, we had horse pills before horse pills were cool.
It's true.
God, we're OG.
We are. Yep. Still got a bunch of leftovers hanging out in my cabinet.
God, those were big. That's what she said.
And leafy. And the capsule helped a lot. You remember how negative Mitch was? You guys, you know you shouldn't. I mean, this hasn't been approved by the FDA.
Oh, I know, yeah. For every...
This is dangerous, you guys. Because
I've got, I know.
And then your employee at the time was like, oh, you're just a shill for Big Pharma. It's all the same.
That's right.
I just don't want my friends to die. No.
Okay.
No.
Because I have an employee now that would say roughly the same thing.
He's pretty sure
weed cures everything.
No, this one is one that is smarter than Mitch.
That's because he took the internet IQ test that proved it. I didn't get to take the test, though. That's where I don't know how that's a basis for comparison if I didn't also get to take
you
the test.
You just sounded stupid, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, he felt something like it anyway. But.
I forgot.
I would try to put it out of my mind, too. So,
inside joke.
So what about Dort's Christmas party? Anything?
Mm. Well, we had an office Christmas party.
So just the HR?
HR and business office.
So was it like
nobody else wants to go to a Christmas party with HR?
Well, we didn't know.
So it was an HR doesn't want to go with
us. We had drinks.
At like noon on a Tuesday?
No, it was like a Tuesday night. We had punch. It was like a luau. We went to Holiday Inn because we couldn't have it on campus.
Where do you have it at the Holiday Inn?
Because we couldn't have it on campus.
No, where?
Oh, they have like a meeting, like the West Room. Conference room. Yeah. But it was like Christmas party and then half retirement party.
Then they had rooms upstairs in case things get a little crazy.
Oh, no. It didn't get that crazy.
Do you want to have some of this Malibu and read from the good book after dark?
No, we just had like it was potluck and then someone made. Like punch. There was non-alcoholic punch and the fun punch.
A lot of leftover non-alcoholic punch. That's weird.
You're actually right. You're correct.
Oh, so it wasn't, you weren't like Aaron who was worried about being like the first person to imbibe.
So were the punches the same color?
No, one was blue and one was yellow.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Well, that puts pressure on.
Could you see through the cups?
Yes.
Oh,
my coworker who made the punch, she's like, Laura, can you please just try this before I serve it? And I'm like, I don't think I'm a good judge for that, like, because I don't know if it's strong or not.
I'm going to tell you, you need to Irish it up.
I took a sip and I was like, I think I could light my breath on fire. I think I could stop a Mack truck with this. So, like, you need to add more pineapple juice, girl. So we did that.
Well, good thing you drank it.
Yeah, good thing I tested it.
You saved HR.
Yeah.
So that reminds me.
Sorry. No, it was a luau. Like we had like a, it was like a Hawaiian luau or whatever. And
I would not go.
I work in HR.
Okay. Well, stop, stop. Ratio of guys to girls.
It's all women.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought.
100% women. So I have 1 foot in HR, 1 foot in the business office. But when it was luau, so we had like decorations and everyone came like dressed up and it was fun. And there was a bunch of those flower necklaces, Lays.
Right.
And in front of HR, I like put one on and I said, I'm getting laid tonight. And she's like, I'm going to pretend you didn't say that.
In front of HR.
I know.
Wow. Wow.
But it was funny. And everyone's like, tell your joke again. Tell your joke. But then we also had the Dort Christmas party. It was like an open house at the president's house. And that was really, really nice.
Come see how the other half lives.
See, he doesn't live in the president's house.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. So there's his house. So then there's like a, they call it the founder's room. And it's this big, like, conference room, I guess. But then it was also in his house. So they're connected. So then it was, like, stations. So there was, like, a fruit and nut station and meats. And then in the kitchen in his actual house, there was, like, sushi and shrimp cocktail and, like, dips and stuff. So you could go and, like, be in his living room or in the founder's room.
Which are the things that I think about when I'm hit up for foundation.
There's wine.
Oh, come on.
Survive without your community contribution?
Which is why
very nice.
Which
very
is why nice. Wayne lives in a shack with no plumbing and drives a 40-year-old vehicle because
what are you talking about?
Nobody should spend money if it came from someone else, right?
No, I'm saying that nobody should solicit dollars on the fact based on need when funds could be reallocated.
All right. Well, maybe you should accost the president of Dort at a restaurant regarding this.
Go ahead and talk to him about his truthfulness.
Mm-hmm. Tenets of faith. Let's get into that.
All right. I feel like we've rambled on long enough.
Rambled? We just got started.
We're probably at $130.
We are at $130. You are correct.
You're going to have... You thought editing the
I'm not,
forgotten
I'm
just episode. I'm
going to let her go.
I am going to let her go. I will...
You're playing into the Joe Rogan guys and trying to go long.
Yeah. It's...
I feel like Joe Rogan, which is not a compliment. I mean, I don't mind Joe Rogan.
Well, because you're healthy.
Just rambling on.
You're healthy and feel like maybe you've got a little giddy up in your step.
No, I just mean like we've been talking about nothing for too long. So... No, anyway,
do not disrespect our guests like that.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
I'm glad to be here. In general, not what we were just talking about.
This is
because Wayne's going to launch into another story if I don't put a stop
now.
There
might be some truth to that, but I will say that we're talking about the end of the year, Christmas. I'm very grateful for all of you here in this room. Very grateful for all of you listening. It's been a lot of fun, like knowing that there's some, not that we need validation, but Aaron and I need validation to know that there puts a little gas in our tank to know that people actually want to hear some of this stupid
people
stuff.
Complaining that we haven't had anything out for how many weeks?
So that's why I didn't bother.
I don't need validation, apparently.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you need validation?
No, I don't.
Have we been too much of a hard ass to you?
Well, we discussed that in the forgotten episode, so we don't need to get into it again.
In the deleted episode.
So,
sorry.
That's fine. No, it's fine.
It
actually,
is literally not your fault.
I didn't feel that good about that episode anyway.
We don't feel good about any of the episodes until you listen to them. Yeah. You're like, you know what, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's because you guys are vain MFers, but...
Well, you know, I think it's a pretty good point here.
He's calling us...
What?
Okay, that's pretty good.
Whatever.
That's pretty good.
All right. Well, this concludes the Wayne Show.
Whatever. Just stop. Just stop.
I like that.
Yeah. Do we need more of your? Do you need to incentivize more of your coworkers to text in and be like, "Guys, you're being pretty good."
I literally just talked to him again today, and he's like, "I meant that." Like they just gang up on you for no reason sometimes.
Laura, as someone who has listened and then now knows us, what's your take on, are we too hard on Mitch?
I think you're all hard on each other.
Thank you.
Because I don't think I'm hard on you. I might not run to your rescue. That's because Wayne's kind of a big guy. And standing like in front of
MFG.
Mitch, I feel like Wayne and Aaron will push back, but they know you can handle it. It's like they're giving you softballs to just knock it out of the park.
Because I said it from the beginning. Mitch is the world's greatest counterpuncher. You need to throw the first punch, but as soon as you do, boy, look out. Because
yeah, watch out.
You're getting mat time. You're looking up at the stars. But Laura, we hope you have safe travels.
Thank you.
We hope that you do have that hallmark moment. So you lose your fish and your boyfriend and your...
Not boyfriend, not.
You lose your fish
acquaintance.
And you lose your fish and your fish friend, and then we need to just hit the reset button. When are you coming back? You coming back after the new year, or how long are you staying there?
No, I'm just a year until Wednesday.
Okay, well, you're going to come back new year, new you.
Okay,
that's right. It's LG, year of LG, 2-2. Mm-hmm.
Shoot your shot, LG. It's going to be 2022.
Mitch, anything?
No, I don't really need anything fancy like that.
Just yep.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And
can we say that? Do we say that on this show?
Yes. Oh. Donald Trump made it okay for us to be able to say Merry Christmas.
I just, for as much as I was accosted about Christmas season.
Christmas time.
Oh, Christmas time.
It's more than a time.
Sir Paul McCartney says Christmas time.
Simply have
it. That song. You're putting the song in my head.
The heathen.
And isn't it in War is Over? Isn't that Christmas time? It's Christmas time. Doesn't it start that way?
No, that's... You're thinking of a different song.
I'm thinking of a different song.
That's John Lennon, I believe. War is over.
Yeah, but it's a different song.
It's John Lennon.
Yeah.
So it's a Beatle. So you're not far off.
An inferior Beatle.
Well, why? Because he didn't die?
John Lennon didn't
die? Or because he did die? Is that what makes him inferior? Yeah. Okay, Trump.
But he didn't die.
I don't like the Beatles who don't die. I want the Beatles that don't die.
Paul McCartney it is.
Well, I'm pretty sure Ringo and George are both dead too, right?
Ringo's alive.
Well, he's the one that mattered least, so it doesn't really matter.
Just a drummer. Well, hey.
And not a very good one, really.
Just want to... Okay.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? That is like arguably... Ringo Starr is one of like the best drummers.
Just stop.
He's one of the best drummers.
He's not, but he has his place.
Besides Neil Peart from Rush.
You can't compare Ringo Starr to Neil Peart.
You really can't, but they're both drummers.
Yeah, well, that's true.
One of those guys worked at the John Deere dealership and the other didn't. So I'll let you guess which is which and who's superior based on that.
Hey, and guess what? 2022, we're going to do more of this BS. So on behalf of all of my brethren and brother women at the table, we'll see you next year.
The moon is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The mood is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight. Oh.